Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm your host, Belinda Ellsworth, and I got a really exciting show for you because we've got two wonderful ladies that are going to be joining us, Mackenzie Wilson and Mackenzie Baker. So we're going to refer to them today as Mac and Kenz. They are both entrepreneurs, podcasters, authors, and the founders of Delight Ministries, an organization that empowers, educates, and provides a community for college women across the United States. Delight Ministries is on a mission to invite college women into a Christ-centered community that fosters vulnerability and transforms lives. Driven by the power of stories to move, inspire, and change, Delight's curriculum and semester-phased book series merge real accounts on relevant topics with scripture and thoughtful questions to inspire conversation, complemented by an app encouraging further engagement. Today, Delight Ministries has supported the launch of chapters on 140 different college campuses nationwide and in the United Kingdom and Uganda, enriching the lives of thousands of members with deep friendships forged through open, honest, and vulnerable communication. It is my pleasure to welcome Mac and Kenz to our show today.
Hi, we're so excited to be here. Thank you for having us.
Yes, we are excited.
Absolutely. So girls, why don't you just start and fill in some of the gaps from this bio and kind of tell us about your journey and how you got to this point where you are today.
Yes, of course. Well, Belinda, we're so pumped to be with you today and share some of our stories. So yes, we're both named Mackenzie, which makes it confusing, but we go by Mac and Kenz. And we met in college. We both went to Belmont University, which is in Nashville, Tennessee. And we quickly connected because we have the same name. Our moms actually met each other in the cafeteria and like yelled across the cafeteria and said, "Oh my goodness, you have to meet each other. You're both named Mackenzie." So that's how we met. And then our stories really kind of came together because at the beginning of our sophomore year, we decided to start a Bible study together. We really didn't think it was going to be anything more than that, just a Bible study of probably 5 or 10 women meeting each week in a coffee shop. But it quickly grew to be a large women's community on our campus, just a community of college girls coming together each week, really like learning together and growing together, and just like really diving deeper into our faith and building friendships along the way. And so it was this really cool and beautiful thing. And then kind of just felt like we should see if what happened at our school could happen on other universities. And yeah, so it kind of happened because of that little dream and desire. And then now, like you said in the bio, we have Delight chapters at over 140 universities all over the country. And Kenz and I get the honor and like the pleasure of getting to kind of lead and shepherd this ministry and this kind of national community of women who are just kind of figuring out what it looks like to love God in college. So yeah, that's kind of us.
Well, that is, that's pretty awesome. So thank you for doing that. So tell us a little bit about the business today, and then how has this shaped your lifestyles?
Yes. Well, today, Delight Ministries is on 150 universities all across the country. So we're reaching like over 30,000 college women this semester, which is pretty cool. So we have a team behind the scenes here at Delight. We actually have regional directors. So we have 7 people who live across the country and oversee our chapters and our leaders hands-on, mentoring them, loving on them, coaching them on all Delight things. So they're really on the ground getting to do ministry really personally and one-on-one. And then we have a small office here in Nashville, Tennessee, and there are four of us who do just operations, chapter development, fundraising, all the things to make business happen, marketing. So, yeah, that's like a little bit of the structure and what Delight looks like right now. Yeah, and then I feel like a little bit of kind of just how it's kind of shaped our lives. You know, we started Delight when we were sophomores in college. So I always say that Kenz and I didn't quite have the typical college experience. Like, we weren't really always out hanging with our friends. We were for sure some, but a lot of our time was spent together kind of just dreaming and laying a foundation for what Delight is today. And so for a lot of the years of Delight, it's been pretty all consuming. You know, we've spent a lot of hours and like made life decisions around, you know, kind of what's been best for Delight. And I think as we're both 26, 27 right now, and it's like, I think that we look pretty different than a lot of the women that are kind of the same age around us, just because we've kind of been on this entrepreneurial journey, which, as you probably know, can be pretty all consuming, but it's also so incredibly worth it when you can stand on the other side and just kind of look and see what's been built because of those decisions to kind of jump all in. So I'd say like it shaped our lifestyle in that, being, you know, our age, it's a lot of what we do, and has been pretty much all of our experiences have come in and through what we've been able to build through Delight.
That is great. So let's talk a little bit now about your skill sets. Like, what do you think you both contribute, or what are skill sets that is sort of your superpower, if you will, that has really helped you in this journey?
Yeah, you know, it's so funny because we're both named Mackenzie, so we have that in common. But other than that, we're pretty different. Like, we're both very different and unique people. And so I think we've spent a lot of the last 7 or 8 years really trying to figure it out. Like, what is our genius? What is the thing that we're good at and the thing that we feel like we bring to the table? And it's always changing. I feel like it's always, as we just get older and as we, you know, just get more experience, we're kind of figuring it out more and more. But I can speak for Kenz. I'd say that like Kenz is so relational driven. She's really over all of our chapters and the one communicating with our leaders and our regional directors and making them feel encouraged and making them feel kind of understand the heartbeat and the vision of what it is that we're trying to do in and through Delight. And so Kenz really owns a lot of the relationships with our leaders and our chapter directors and people who are really like on the ground in kind of the trenches of the ministry day in and day out. So she brings a lot of that. And then also along with that, she's super strategic in her thinking and loves to kind of problem solve within kind of the more of the entrepreneurial or like the business and financial side of things. So she really brings a lot of that to the table. And then I'd say that I kind of own a little bit more of like the creative aspects of Delight, kind of our branding and what the feel of Delight is like on college campuses, a lot of our curriculum and, you know, the things that our women are actually reading through on a weekly basis. And so, and then just kind of a lot of like where we're going and where we're heading and how are we going to get there and what's the best way for us to kind of make these dreams and these plans that we have kind of come to life. So I'd say those are kind of some of the skills that we have individually, but then I feel like we have a couple skills that are kind of like ones we kind of have together.
Yeah, one that I think is really like stands out in for us and in what we've done since the beginning is we really are fearless leaders. Like, I remember since the beginning of starting Delight, while we were only like 20 year olds in college, we like decided to just take a big leap of faith and go after this dream. And I seriously think that, and no, every year since, we've just dreamed bigger and done things bigger and aren't afraid to fail. We're not afraid to mess up, to take a risk. And I think that's been a really great skill set to have because it's brought us really far and gives us the capacity to just dream big and grow Delight. So, yeah.
That's great. I have a question for you. So this is not one that was on the interview sheet, but I just I really want your take on this. So first of all, talk to me about the business model of this. So one of the things that I know a lot of women struggle with, and I work with a couple of companies that are very faith-based, and one of the things that is always a struggle is it's a business, and so you're in this to make money. But then people would say, but you know, the reward is that you're helping people become closer to God and to Jesus, and it's a ministry. And so there's always, it's very difficult for people. I understand that there's value in what you're doing with people, but talk to me a little bit about that balance between it's a business and it's a ministry.
Yeah, man, we feel it every single day. Because with anything, I mean, there has to be money in the bank at the end of the day to make anything happen.
Right.
Faith-based or not faith-based. And so I think this is something that we're always walking through and kind of trying to figure out. So we are set up like a nonprofit. And so about 40% of our budget comes from a lot of sharing our story and asking people to kind of jump in and be a part of it. And so a lot of it is like parents of participants of ours or just key people within the community who believe in what we do. And I think when it comes to that, that almost gives you a true sense of humility, of realizing that at the end of the day, like you can do everything so perfectly and you can like have the best strategies and tactics and all these things. But there is this like trust at the end of the day that people are going to buy into the mission behind what you're doing. And so, and I think in order for people to buy into the mission, you have to be so bought into it. Like you have to believe it more than anybody else. You have to believe that like what you do and what your like kind of life's calling in matters and it's affecting people's lives and it's changing people's lives. And so I think we just try to go back to that every single day, whether we're in a team meeting, whether we're like working on a new project or anything. It's like, hey, are we the ones who are believing this first and seeing this firsthand? And I think when our team really does that, when we're truly like living out our faith in the best way that we know how, it changes every aspect of the business. Like it makes the business part of it so much more fun. It makes the marketing part of it so much more impactful and real. And so I think like the way we kind of go about that is just like, we're going to be the ones who believe it the most. And I think when we believe it and when we trust it, that's when other people kind of jump on board and say, yeah, I want to be a part of that. Whether it's joining a Delight chapter or I want to be a part of that and buy a sweatshirt or I want to give financially to this mission.
Okay, perfect. So let's talk about one of your great accomplishments or something that you're actually really proud of that you've been able to accomplished through this journey?
Yes. Oh, we love talking about this. It's so fun to kind of reflect on, reminisce on the ups and the downs, because there's been a lot of downs and it's sometimes hard to just look at the downs. But something that we're really proud of is the team we've built. I think that's one of the harder things is trying to figure out what roles you need and who's going to fill them, who's fit for that role. And so, yeah, it was Mac and I for the first like 3 years of doing Delight full time. And just this past year, we got to bring on a team of three others who are full time here. And it's been the coolest thing just to be able to empower others, friends, coworkers to just jump into this as well. So yeah, I think that's one thing we're most proud of. We sit here today and we have a team of people that are just as passionate, just as enthusiastic and love the ministry and mission just as much as we do. So that's been a huge, huge pivotal moment for us.
Very good. So then on the polar opposite that, do you want to share a story or a challenge that you guys faced and then how you worked through that?
Yeah, of course. So I think that one thing is being as young as we are. I mean, like we were doing this full time the day that we graduated college. And I think when it comes to being really young in an entrepreneurial journey, in any sort of like work environment, there's a lot of probably insecurity that comes along with that and wondering like, am I good enough to do this? Do I know enough to do this? And because we are a nonprofit, we have a board of directors. And for the most part, I mean, we have an amazing board who's always been like so supportive and so encouraging. But there was a moment where Delight was growing really fast. And we kind of reached this point where we were like, oh, we need help. We don't know if we can do this on our own anymore. And we made the decision to kind of, I think, bring on a team member a little too early. And we probably weren't super ready for it. And I think a lot of it came from the insecurities that we had. And so we had to really kind of wrestle through that. And it kind of just became a situation within our organization that was really hard to kind of step up and say, hey, actually, we were wrong about this. And we actually want to be able to kind of like run and lead this thing on our own still. And so that was a challenge that we definitely didn't probably face super gracefully, but one that we were able to come out on the other side, I feel like, stronger as leaders and just stronger as an organization as a whole.
Very good. So how's the business then shaped your lifestyle today?
Wow. Yeah. In so many ways. You know, we've really had to try to figure out like balance in what we do. Of course, like having grown this little baby that's turned into a huge part of our life, it's probably easy for it to just like fill in like empty space all over your life, in your personal life and in your professional life. And so we've really had to figure out how to balance that and keep work at work and figure out what we're best at. I think that's been a really big thing for us. It's really figuring out our lane, what we're best at, our genius, and spending most of our time there. Then it's so fun. You know, they say you won't work a day in your life if you love what you do. And I think that's been so true for us, is we've really been able to find what we're best at, what we love to do. And just finding balance in the middle of it too, leaving work at work and having a little fun in your personal lives as well.
Very good. So what advice would you give to others wanting to do something like this, or just that whole entrepreneurial road, or really discovering what it is that they want to do? And then what advice would you give them in doing that?
Yeah, I think that one thing that Kenzie and I both always say is, you know, I feel like the world is constantly trying to convince us that we always need a backup plan. We always need a plan B. And I think there comes a moment on every entrepreneur's journey, or any really dreamer's journey in general, where you kind of have to put all your eggs in one basket. You kind of just have to like make the leap, make the jump and go for it. And, I think that's a really scary moment, but I truly believe that it's often that moment that I think really starts to shape us and chisel us into kind of the person that we need to be in order to make the journey happen and to make the dream come to fruition. And so I think for any entrepreneur out there who like has a dream, or someone who's like, oh, I've always wanted to do this, but like, I don't know what it's going to look like or how I'm going to get there, I would say just start like shooting towards that time where you can kind of let go of everything else, all your backup plans, all your plan Bs, and just go for it. And if you fail, you fail. But at least at that point, you've known that like you gave it your all and you put everything into it. And I think like oftentimes when we don't have a backup plan, that's when we'll work hard enough because we know, hey, it's my only option. It's my only way at this point. And so I think I'd say that, just like put all your eggs in one basket and go for it.
It's interesting because that's a piece of advice I've always given like my kids. It's like, I don't think it's good to have a plan B. I think you figure out plan B when you've closed plan A. It's like, yeah, I just feel like if you go in with, well, if this doesn't work out, here's my fall net, then you're always going to say, is it time to jump into the fall net? And I think you really have to go in saying, we're going to make this successful and we're going to give it everything we've got. And that doesn't mean that you're not going to run into challenges or even things that you try that fail. So that's what I think is important. So that's a really great piece of advice. Why don't you tell us, because I'd love, we've got just a little bit more time here, but like the early days when it was starting to take off, what were some of the things that you did to connect or network or reach out, or how do you think that this thing caught on fire so quickly?
Yeah. At the beginning, so when we first graduated college, we had about like 12 Delight chapters at other universities. And we really empowered those 12 people, those leadership teams, those Delight chapters, to reach out to their friends and to their people they know at other universities. It's all been so organic, especially I think back to the very beginning. It was a lot of like group texts being like, hey, you should start one of these too, or coffee dates or Bible studies, getting to just like personally empower each other to start a Delight chapter, do something with Delight, get involved with Delight. And that's still so the heart of what we do, even on our universities. Like, we always say, like, there's plenty of ways to spread the word, and like through social media these days, through posters, through cards, things like that. But your best invitation is going to be a personal invitation. And so, yeah, at the beginning, I mean, since the beginning, it's been so organic, like friends telling friends and doing a really good job of like building relationships.
I think it's like super important, building off what Ken said, just to like, if I think that things will grow naturally and organically when you give people ownership in them. And I think like if it was just Ken's and I believing in Delight, then I mean, we could spend hours and hours like wasting our breath being like, it's the best thing ever. But it was so cool when other people found that for themselves, like when they were like, oh, I'm a leader in Delight and I'm a leader. It's become my thing in college. So of course they're naturally going to tell other people about it. And so everything that we do in Delight, we try to look for ways that we can give people buy-in to the ministry. So it's not just something that they're consuming, but it's something that like they're truly a part of, like their family there. They have like a hand in the game. And I think that can be true in any business sense, like looking for ways for people not just to be a consumer, but looking for ways for people to like really own a piece of what you're doing. And because when they do that, they're way more likely to share it with their friends and become like brand ambassadors for you. And I think that's really what happened in the early days of Delight.
Very good. So what are some new and exciting things that you guys are working on? And then make sure that our listeners know how to find you, or how can they get a chapter started on their local university campus?
Yeah. Okay. Some things that are in the pipeline for us. Within the last year, we have also launched a podcast called For the Girl that has been really fun. It's a weekly new episode every week where we're just kind of getting to share specific things that are really relevant to women in college, especially young adult women, who we love to like just talk about topics that we're passionate about, bring in guests that we really feel like can speak to that. So that's been really fun. We also have a tour happening in February called For the Girl. That is our chance to kind of connect more in a personal space with women, kind of create a night of worship, a night of coming together in community and kind of like deepening our mission on a kind of like more cross-country approach. So we're really excited about that. And as far as women who want to get involved in Delight,
yes, you can find all of our Delight chapters online at delightministries.com. You'll see all of them there. And you can also apply to start one on your campus on our website as well. And we will just get in contact with you shortly, walk you through the process of getting a chapter started on your campus too. So yeah.
Very good. Well, ladies, thank you so much for sharing this. I think it's great that two people can meet each other and then become so like-minded and have a purpose and do that at such a young age. So congratulations. It's super inspiring. I think a lot of people discount young people today, which is really too bad. I think we've dealt with that forever, but I think it's true even more in today's world of social media. People think that young people don't know how to connect on a real personal basis, and you have shown that to not be the case at all. And actually, you guys are making some really great things happening on campuses everywhere. So congratulations for that.
Well, thank you so much, Melinda. We're so honored to get to share a little bit of our story, and we love what you do as well.
Oh, well, thank you so much. So again, you want to share your website and maybe on Facebook, how can they find you?
Yes. So the best way is probably our website is www.delightministries.com. And then we're, of course, very active on Instagram. So that is at Delight Ministries. And probably not as active on Facebook. We need to be.
I think that is the difference. One of the things we're seeing is more of the young people are on Instagram and the moms are on Facebook. So that seems to be the case. So, but I do think that it's still a good place to be because it's the moms that can help their kids find some really great things that they need out there. So it's always good to have a presence or an awareness. So again, ladies, thanks so much. And I just want to remind everyone to, if you enjoy what you heard today, to go to our podcast and make sure you subscribe to it. The podcast lands every Monday and Thursday, 2 times a week, and we try to bring you really great, inspiring stories of entrepreneurship, people living their best lives, loving what they do and work so that it doesn't feel like it every single day. So subscribe to Work From Your Happy Place and you won't miss a single episode, and check out These Gals podcast as well, because podcasts are a really wonderful form of free communication, training, inspiration, motivation, empowerment, and why in the world wouldn't you want to take advantage of something like that? So thanks again, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.